Work at hospitals all done and ready to meet demands by 2029. Reconfigured services at hospitals in Halifax and Huddersfield should be complete by 2029 and ready to meet medical demands of the service. Calderdale and Huddersfield NHS Foundation Trust chiefs said, despite some setbacks and awaiting a key Treasury decision, upheavals at Huddersfield Royal Infirmary and Calderdale Royal Hospital should be settled by then. Anna Basford, the Trust's Deputy Chief Executive, told scrutiny councillors progress was being made at Calderdale Royal in relation to a new learning centre and multi-storey car park, including consultation of impact on car parking while work is carried out. These were expected to be completed this summer. And the Trust was confident the Treasury would greenlight a revised outline business case for reconfiguring services between the two sites this year, and hopefully within a matter of months, she said. Calderdale and Kirklees Joint Health Overview Scrutiny Committee councillors from Calderdale and Kirklees heard that a construction issue which had delayed opening of the A&E department at Huddersfield was being rectified. The new A&E will open on May the 22nd. Councillor Beverly Addy, Labour, Kirklees, Colne Valley, asked about delays this may have caused, and Councillor Liz Smarge, Conservative, Kirklees, Birstall and Berkenshaw, wanted to know if the target date for overall completion would be met. Clinical lead for reconfiguration, Dr. Mark Davies, said in terms of reconfiguration, the only loss was the use of the old A&E as a discharge hub.